Summertime is officially here, so you need to gather. You bring your people together. And
friends and family.
The single most important thing when it comes to having a party is the music.
Yes.
And every time I go to someone's house and they have done a bad job on the music, I consider like not being their friend anymore. I don't get it.
You got to have some tunes playing in the background.
Yes, you do.
And it has to be good. Something to get your head bobbing. And you don't even know you're doing it.
And it can help guide a conversation, yeah, too. Mm-hmm. Or if the conversation's not going anywhere.
It's like, remember this song?
Exactly.
Ah!
But I get it. A lot of you people, you're amateurs is what it is. And you are not music professionals. We work in the music industry.
We
should be able to help. Most of my friends at this point in our lives, they have learned the correct way to do music at a party. Mm-hmm. They ask me to do the music at the party. That's the correct way to do it.
See, I usually don't want to do the music. I'd rather just walk in and be like, oh, party over here. But yeah. I have been that person where I'm like in charge of music.
Monica, I would love to be that person. But I understand that I need to make this sacrifice for the good of the people. Yeah. Because if I try to let someone else take control, they will screw it up. And they won't do the music right.
Oh. Well, I don't want to take control of the music because then I can't relinquish it. So I'm not enjoying a cookout anymore.
That's what it is. That's why I'm telling you, yes.
Well, the smart thing to do is you create a playlist.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then that way, the playlist takes care of itself.
Not to worry about it.
Set it and forget it. You do all of your work ahead of time. It's the crock pot of music. You turn it on, you're good to go. So we're trying to help you out. And any segment that involves a grandma twerking her butt cheeks is a good segment as far as I'm concerned.
I think so
we're going to each offer three music playlist suggestions for your party. And they're all over the map. What we're trying to do is like these are songs that will get the party started. They will get people going.
Some jams.
And in most situations, kind of regardless of age or gender or race or everything, you can kind of put these songs on.
Yep.
Though I will say one of mine is a white boy song. It's a total white boy song.
That's okay.
That's
but
all right.
If you're hanging at a honky party, everybody loves this song, I'm telling you. So three songs from each of us. And since Monica's involves grandmama's twerking, I feel like you can start off with
I'll start off with mine.
Yeah. Monica's three songs, her essentials for your party. Shall we start with
the
grandmama song? Okay, we can go ahead and do that.
Oh, grandma, stand up.
Fire it up.
Put on your Crocs. Antoine, give somebody your Crocs.
I don't own any
Antoine
Crocs.
Wears Crocs in the bathroom when he's pooping.
Hold song on to something if you can. What? Back that thing up.
Back that thing up. Juvenile and a bunch of other rappers you've never heard from again.
Usually this is where all the adults, they go to bed and then the cousins are still out.
Yeah, the late
and
cousins
this, yes,
show up.
And this is what you play.
Yeah.
And you got the car lights on.
Uh-huh. In a field.
Yep.
Yep.
This song, though, which is crazy, is 20 years old
I know.
This year.
Yep.
Because it's the 99 into the 2000s.
Yep.
So it is one that a lot of grown folks will be excited about, too.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when Flo Rida was in town a couple years ago, and the DJ played this song while we were getting ready for Flo Rida, everybody went nuts.
You cannot help it.
This is a song where you get out the women's way, and you let the women do whatever they want to do to this song.
Yeah, and everybody loves it. They put their one hand in the air. They put their booty out a little bit. They got their drink in the other hand. It's a hold up.
It's like a pucker. You pucker your cheek to the side.
Y'all puckering each other at your party over here. Okay, so that's Monica's song one of her playlist. Back That Thing Up by Juvenile. Now, this next song, I've never heard this song before.
Are you for real?
I don't think so. And I'm not Pharrell either. Who will be coming up in this discussion.
But Swag Surfing, which
Swag
I had the
surfing.
Title wrong. Thank you, Antoine, for correcting me.
I got you.
Because I'm like, swag and surf.
Swag Surfing by FLY, Fast Life Youngsters.
Ava and I were dancing to it just the other
day. Let's see what we got here. I don't know this song, so let's go. Okay, Swag Surfing.
Yeah.
These are Monica's songs.
In a group.
Okay.
It eases everybody into it.
Something in the water tour, there were groups of people. Like just 40 people just doing it.
Oh,
walking.
And Antoine let me know that the background music was used by Beyonce at Coachella.
She used it as well.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the Beyonce seal of approval.
Oh, this song is old, though. It's been it's hot.
Right.
And then here comes the beat.
It's that beat right there.
All right. I got that little the swimming swim.
It's okay. When the beat drops though that you feel.
Monica's cookout was a party.
Okay.
It's a club.
Well, Zach's been to my cookout before.
Monica's cookout is chaos, man. It's if a tornado was a cookout, it's Monica's cookout. That's what it is. Because it's just things spinning around, dirt's flying in the air, people all over the place, roofs being ripped off. Swag Surfing, FLY. There is an edited version, so if you got kids at the party, you can do that.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. I don't hate that.
Yeah. I think you're going to be playing that at your cookout.
I think I might add that to the cookout playlist. Okay. Uh-huh. And finally, I mean, he's the legend. And yeah, I would totally agree on this one. You can hit Hypnotize at any party, and it gets the party going right there. Mm. Come on.
Like, your songs have to be played before you get your plate of food because you're going to spill it.
Yeah. All right. This is when you guys are playing cards. Everybody's kind of like,
This is one I find because there's different levels of your party. Your party, when everybody first gets there, you kind of just, yo, what's up? Hey, we're chilling. We're talking. Right. We're eating. We're doing those things. And you usually have to find one song that sort of declares, hey, everybody, it's going to start being that kind of party.
Yeah, we're about to get hype up in here.
Yeah. And that's a pretty good one because especially just the way that song starts, that sort of declares like we're going to make it happen here. Like, and everyone goes, oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Everybody's getting up.
But no one's expected to like really start dancing yet. Yeah. But you're supposed to just meander out into the action.
It happens.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. I like your three. That's
thank
good.
You.
Antoine, let's go ahead and move on to your three.
Yes. My three in comparison are a little more laid back.
They are.
A little more chill.
All right.
Which is
all
fine.
Right.
Again, you need different levels of the party. You have to arrange these things in ways. And your first song, I mean, it quite simply is called Party, so I guess that would make sense that it would be played at a party.
Yes, we're talking about Beyonce in your playlist, Monica. I figured I'd put an actual Beyonce song in mine.
Okay, Beyonce, and I will say this is good for me because I feel like there are a million great Beyonce songs and I don't know what they are. Because I just don't really know her music.
Yeah.
Because we don't really play it on the radio, but there's all these random songs that are pretty good.
Well, I think you'll like the song that's coming up.
Okay, here we go. Party, Beyonce. Let's see what we got here. You a
bad girl and your friend's bad too. Ooh. And in the music video, they added cookout.
Yep.
Aha!
Is it J. Cole?
Yeah, but this is Andre 3000. Okay. I may be young, but I'm bad. A little groove.
This is the lady song, though, for sure. Uh-huh. Where like,
all my female cousins going around singing it to each other. All
right.
Yeah. Especially when it's hot, you got your hair done, but you're like, woo.
Okay, so it's a little chill.
Yeah, it's very chill, but it's good.
All right, so this is Beyonce, Party, with Andre 3000 from Outkast. There's also a J. Cole version.
Yes.
There's also a live version from the Homecoming documentary or whatever it was.
A lot of versions to pick from.
And Antoine says there's a version with J. Cole and Andre 3000 on it as well.
I like the J. Cole.
Okay, so you can find all of those. That is Antoine's song one, song two. Go ahead. You want to talk about that one too?
Yes. Okay. It's another. It's kind of in the same realm as this one. Mm-hmm. It's being a Virginia boy. It's from a Virginia artist, Pharrell, featuring Jay-Z frontin'.
Okay, frontin'. It's
very laid back too.
Yep, I remember this song. Here at K92, we had a DJ who used to do afternoons here named Miggy Santos.
Okay.
And he was not good at saying N's or T's really. So this song was called Frontin'.
Frontin'.
Pharrell, frontin'. Miggy Santos, by the way, is an awesome human being who just couldn't say T's.
See, it's a little two-step with your drink in your hand while you're meandering through.
I watched Pharrell perform this song.
Yeah.
And he still, I mean, he looks just like he did back then. He hasn't changed a lick. I don't know what kind of moisturizer he uses.
He said exfoliate is what he said in the last interview I saw.
Coffee all over my face. Damn it!
Oh, Zach.
That's not the way to start the weekend.
No, it is not the way to start the weekend. I'm meeting with a boss today, too. Come on. Okay, so that is song two. And then Antoine, he's bringing a ballad. He's bringing a power ballad, which, you know what? Ironically, so am I in a minute, too. So Antoine is bringing what is probably one of the most iconic ballads of all time.
Yes.
He is calling for the Armageddon song. That's right.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Aerosmith, his third song of your cookout playlist.
Especially if you have like a mixed crowd at your cookout.
I think this song is when everybody's really drunk and they start to get emotional.
Yeah, uh-huh. And they're singing to each other.
And people want
to
sing along.
I've had a party at the house before where it has happened.
I got you. Uh-huh. So this is later on in the night. There's been a lot of freaky deaky dancing to Monica songs. Everyone's sweaty and gross, and they need a minute to just relax and chill, grab another drink,
and
throw
people hugging
up
on each other and stuff. Yep.
Yeah, so Aerosmith.
You're some of the biggest guys. Just
Oh, man. And you always get that. I always picture from that movie when her hand is on the screen. Daddy!
Oh, so touching.
Spoiler alert.
I know.
Spoiler, that movie came out 25 years ago.
I've never actually seen the movie.
Really?
I've never actually seen the movie.
You gotta see it.
I've seen the first scene with Ben Affleck. Is he at the beginning with the daughter or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's all I've seen.
It is stupid, that movie.
It is stupid good. I had the feels from the movie.
Yeah.
And I still remember hanging out and watching it with my cousin's movie. And my cousin Ernest, who was a big old black guy, he's like, don't wanna close my eyes.
Like, Ernest!
I feel this.
Shout out to Ernest.
I love you, Ernest!
I was like, Ernest is singing with like passion.
Steven Tyler is in my soul right now.
Yeah, there was a summer back in the 90s where it was blow up the earth movies. That's what it was. Armageddon came out. Deep Impact was another one. And they were the same year.
Independence Day was around that time.
It was around that time too. Everything, we were blowing up the earth just left and right. Yeah. And Armageddon, it's right in that category. If you like stupid movies like Gone in 60 Seconds, that kind of movie, Con Air, it's all that same 90s cornball. All right, so those are Antoine's three songs for your cookout. Now we will move over to my three songs for the cookout. And I start with one that I do believe is the single greatest summer song of all time. Okay. I think it is the summer cookout jam in the history of music. This is number one. And of course, ironically, like you say, the video is at a cookout too. So that does help, but it is Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg. Nothing but a G thing. And it's old enough now that you can play this for any crowd, which is good. One, two.
And I feel like this song doesn't exactly play at the cookout. It's when one of my cousins is like pulling into the driveway. They're already playing it in the car. And I'm like,
and they just leave the radio on.
And yet
it sounds totally normal as if it was throughout the entire party.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend the edited version of this song.
Oh, please.
Highly
recommend
you don't. No.
Yes.
Unless you're at Monica's house. This is one of those ones where I feel the edited version is, I just think it's a better song than the other one. The swear version is just, it's too much, man. It's too much.
It is a lot.
But I always wanted, when this song was popular, I wanted to be at this party. They had all those ribs. There were all the ribs on the grill, and then they pulled that girl's bikini off while they were playing volleyball. I wanted to be invited to that party. You opened
party
up
like
the refrigerator with all the malt liquor in it and everything.
That's all those West Coast parties. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah, it was never any of my New England parties. No. I can tell you that. It was not a New England party. Okay, so that is song one. Song two is probably one you have not heard before from a band you have not heard before. But I try to expand your musical horizons a little bit. And I do kind of like music that is that nobody else listens to. So it is a brand new album from the band Vampire Weekend. So this is it's like an alt-rock thing. Here's an interesting little tidbit about this band. They are the only artist in the history of music to have three number one albums and zero songs in the Billboard Top 100.
Wow.
The only ones ever. So they have a brand new album that just came out. I just think this is a good song you can put on. It's a chill song. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, who's this? Like, what's going on here? So the album is called Father of the Bride, which it's an excellent album. And this song is called This Life. So this is Vampire Weekend, This Life. A little chill, a little breezy, some summertime action going on. Again, I know you're saying, I never heard this song before, but that's what you want to do. You want to mix it up just a little bit. So here we go.
Like you're at the beach.
I like it. And it's really
peachy.
It's really good background music.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Really good.
Not every song has to be back that thing up.
Yeah.
And it's an FU breakup song, actually.
It's like Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't take attention away from a conversation or anything like that. But
It just makes you bop a little
bit. But you
bit.
Will be bopping to it. Yep.
Yep. He's basically saying that you cheated on me, but I'm cheating on my entire life, so screw you. I don't care. Again, this is Vampire Weekend, This Life. Here, we'll skip to the chorus. You can hear it.
on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life.
Okay, so there you go. That's your second song. And we will end with a power ballad. You had a power ballad too, I'll say this is a rock song from the 90s from a band that was popular for about 2 seconds. But this is one of those songs, everybody loves this song, and they forget that they love this song.
Okay.
This is one where you put it on, and everyone goes, oh my God, is this ... And you say, yes, it is. And like, oh my God, I love this song. The band was Candlebox. Actually, I think they are still a band.
There was a, you know, Bird Box on Netflix.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Candle soundtrack.
Yeah, it was the other version. It was on MySpace back in the day. Candlebox, and the song is Far Behind. This song was huge in the 90s. You might recognize it when you hear it, but I'm telling you, if you're at a party, especially if it's a honky party, the honky party will go nuts for this song right here. Far Behind by Candlebox. See, misses his baby. Now, again, this would be the song you'd play at Monica's house if you wanted everyone to leave. I'm telling you, they'll be like, all right, fine, we're leaving.
Well, they wouldn't leave. They'd be like, what? Yeah. Hold on. They might, they'll listen for a minute. Anyway, then maybe
some say your life will save. Now, I should add that I highly encourage, when you're doing your playlist for your cookout, play the hits. For the most part.
Yes.
Play songs that people know, songs that people recognize. But every now and then you can pop in the little surprises is what I call them. And this song is one that a lot of people knew back in the day. We'll get to the hook here. This was 90s power ballad. So like Aerosmith, it takes an hour and a half to get to the chorus.
To get to it.
Mm-hmm. So here we go. All right, here we go.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
See?
Yes. Okay, I remember it.
It's
It sounds familiar.
It's not a song that's in your wheelhouse, but I'm telling you.
I remember it.
Especially if you're at any kind of party and every woman in there is about 40 years old, this was their jam in college.
I remember hearing it.
Yeah, so there it is. Far Behind, Candlebox. That's your final song. So each 3 songs from each of us. And we'll put the titles and everything in the description, so you already see them in there. Uh-huh. I don't know why I even need to tell you this, but enjoy. You could use it for the 4th of July if you're listening to this after Memorial Day or whatever. Have fun, eat stuff, drink things, and if you're being irresponsible, just do it at your house or get an Uber and enjoy the Memorial Day weekend.